Administrative Finance Committee meeting for July 11th. Before we, I'm Councilman John Cartier, and my aide, Brian Holleiter, is taking the minutes of the meeting. Before we begin the meeting, I'd like to recognize the council members that are at the table. Councilmember Diller, Councilman Smiley, Councilman Bell, Councilman Woods, Councilman Sheldon, our Council President Karen Hartley-Nagel is here in attendance, and that forms a quorum. Councilman Penrose Hollins is now coming to the table. With that, I'd like to move on to the revised agenda for today under item one.
Motion to approve the minutes of June 27th.
Second.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the minutes as submitted for the June 27th Finance Committee meeting. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? All right, the minutes are approved. Under resolutions, we have a number of resolutions today. Resolution 17-132, consenting to the reappointment of Kay Bowes to the Newcastle County Library Advisory Board, a subcommittee of the Department of Community Services. This is under Mr. Weiner's sponsorship. Lou, did you want to?
Sure, just add per title.
Per title?
It's
a reappointment?
I don't think there's been any interest to bring in for reappointment.
Okay. This is a council member's a reappointment?
Oh, there she is.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Forgive me if you want.
Would you like to say a few words at the table? You can go right to the head of the table there.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm very happy to be here representing the Newcastle County Library Advisory Board. I'm very much an advocate for libraries. I actually wear three different hats. I have the Library Advisory Board for Newcastle County. I'm president of the Friends of Brandywine 100 Library, and I'm president of the Friends of Delaware Libraries, which is a state organization. We are very, very, very much concerned with what is happening with libraries, either county-wise, state-wise, and nationally. And we hope that as the Library Advisory Board, we put out different kinds of information for the Friends, for the different libraries. Cheryl Rice and I, and a couple of other members of the board, put together a guide for Friends groups so that all of the Friends groups in Newcastle County would be working under the same kind of options. And we're very proud of that. We get together with the Friends groups quite often, and I think that we're doing a good job. And I appreciate you having me come here and reaffirming my appointment. Thank you.
Thank you very much for volunteering to serve on the Newcastle County Library Advisory Board. And we love our libraries in Newcastle County, and we're glad that we have dedicated people like you to volunteer to serve. Any other questions on Resolution 17-132? All right, moving along, Resolution 17-133, consenting to the appointment of Abdullah Rashid Muhammad is chair of the Newcastle County Library Advisory Board, a subcommittee of the Department of Community Services. I believe Mr. Muhammad is here. Please come to the table, introduce yourself to members of council, and we'd like to have council members talk to you.
Good afternoon, council. Thank you very much for inviting me, and also for considering my reappointment as a board member, and also for consideration as the chair for the Library Advisory Board. I have been working with the Library Advisory Board since 2013, and I feel that, as Kay pointed out, we've made a lot of progress in terms of keeping the continuity with the libraries in Newcastle County. I've been working very hard with the North Wilmington Library Branch because they are a much smaller branch, and they're facilities are a lot less than other facilities, but we're making progress on working with the board that's through the Wilmington Library. So these are things that we can do, things that I've seen that are necessary to be done. And I thank John and the rest of the board for council rather for allowing us to have the kind of brevity, I should say, in dealing with different issues. And I look forward to taking us into the next part of the 21st century with libraries.
Thank you. And I'd like to just recognize this is brought forward under Councilman Holland's sponsorship. I don't know if you had some words about this.
I just wanted to thank Mr. Muhammad for the work that he's doing with the North Wilmington branch, which is one of the smaller branches of libraries. We had talked about doing some upgrades there some time ago, maybe a couple of years ago. We even talked about making that part of the county system. We never did get through with all the plans we had for that. But I appreciate you being there and continuing to make certain that they're getting the proper attention that they deserve. And on the resolution here, it says consenting to the reappointment. And I know that Mr. Muhammad also mentioned that, but also to the fact of being chair. I don't know if this resolution is speaking correctly. Should it say consenting to the appointment of chair? And I just talked to Sue, who actually prepared these resolutions on my way into the room, and she mentioned to me that it should be consenting to the appointment to be the chair. So that needs to be some clarity. I thought at one point you were the chair of the advisory.
No, actually, I thought I was being reappointed as a board member and also being appointed as chair because the county executive had nominated me to be the chair.
Okay.
I had not been chair of the committee.
Well, we'll get it straightened out. We just want to make certain that the resolution is correct. We have to do another one, but we want to make certain that we have it correct.
I want to recognize Councilman Smalley, but before I do, I just, my aide told me that the most recent agenda has amended that and recognized he will be appointed to chair.
Okay, great, thank you.
Councilman Smalley.
I was just going to move the council as a body recognize that there's a typo and that it moved forward as such. Mm-hmm. So you would just remove the RE, which is the typo.
Well, thank you for stepping
right,
up.
And say chair, yeah.
Thank you for stepping up and volunteering and assisting our libraries, and we look forward to your leadership as the chairman.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions, comments from members of council? Thank you very much.
Thank you. Sure. Good to see you. Take care.
All right, yeah. Next, resolution 17-134, consenting to the reappointment of Cheryl Rice Moore to Newcastle County Library Advisory Board, a subcommittee of the Department of Community Services Board. Mr. Smalley.
Yeah, this is a reappointment. I appreciate Ms. Rice Moore being willing to continue to serve. And if you want to join the band and speak, it's up to you. Normally, the reappointments, unless someone asks, I'm going to come in and ask a question. So, you have any questions? But if you want to stand up and talk about how nice I am, that's up to you.
That's why she's
you
not
should
standing.
Know you will be the first.
That's why she's not standing.
I know. That's why she's kind of trying to hide, right?
I will stand, but I will remain here if it's all right with you.
Sure.
And just simply to say, yes, you are very nice, and I am happy to
for the record,
makes him happy.
And it is my, I've been operating, or I've been volunteering with the Newcastle County Library Advisory Board now, I think it's 6 years, and it is a pleasure. I have watched the library grow. I was a part of the capital campaign for the Bear Library, and that was a wonderful project. And then I've had the pleasure of watching the Claymont Library, which I often frequent. So I do thank you for allowing me to serve once again, and I'd like to stand under the umbrella of both Kay and Muhammad because we work very, very well on this committee. I've seen the committee grow, and the attitudes and the personalities of the committee are broadened over the years. And so I am proud and happy to remain a part. Thank you very much.
We thank you for stepping up and reapplying and re-volunteering for this. Are there any other questions for Ms. Moore, Rice Moore, on her reappointment to the Newcastle County Library Advisory Board?
Mr. Chair.
Councilman Weiner.
Yeah, just wanted to make sure the record reflected that I came in about 5 minutes
ago. Thank you. Councilman Weiner has joined us at the table. Thank you. Moving along, any other questions? Thank you all.
Thank you.
Moving along, resolution 17-135, authorizing execution of one purchase order contract for One Call Concepts, Inc. for utility location request for the Department of Special Services in the amount of $30,000. Anybody from the Special Services Department? Yes, sir. Please identify yourself for the record.
Attorney Schiavi, Environmental Operations. This is an annual renewal of our membership into in the Miss Utility organization. It's required by law. There's a budget of $30,000. Each request made by someone to have our utilities located is costing the county, I believe, 83 cents. So we anticipate 36,000 markout requests from Miss Utility. That's what this is for.
And this has to do with marking the underground infrastructure, like our sanitary sewer lines?
Right.
Before a dig can commence on any construction?
Right. They're, what Miss Utility is, it's just a call center. And as the calls come in, they notify the utilities that they have to do a markout. And that's how it generally works.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for that. Any other questions for members of council on Resolution 17-135? All right. Moving along, Resolution 17-136, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for Newcastle Conservation District for annual lease payment for a 150 horsepower bulldozer for the Department of Special Services in the amount of $45,000. Mr. Schiavi?
Yes, Tony Schiavi.
The lifeline today.
Environmental Operations, Department of Special Services. This is another annual renewal. The $45,000 is part of a cooperator's agreement that we have with the Conservation District. And in that cooperator's agreement, long-standing agreement, there's a budget of $45,000 that goes towards interest-free leasing of district equipment. And the bulldozer that we have is, I think it's cost was like $265,000, and it reflects 6 years of the $45,000 payment. The bulldozer is in the name of the district. We pay the gas, the fuel, insurance, and we use it. And when we're done the six-year lease on it, we don't have to make any lease payments, and we continue to use it. This particular bulldozer, we've had it for 4 years. This is our fifth payment in the sixth year. It replaced one that lasted over 20 years. So it's a pretty good deal.
Okay, thank you. Are there any questions for members of council on Resolution 17-136? Okay. Moving along, Resolution 17-138, authorizing execution of one purchase order contract for the State of Delaware Health and Social Services Division of Public Health, OAW, for dog control services for the Department of Special Public Safety in the amount of $1,377,390.56.
Mr. Chair?
Councilman Smiley.
I make the motion to go out of order to consider 17-138 now that it's read in. But we leapfrogged 17-137.
I'm sorry about that. All right. Would you, all right, we'll consider your, the 138, and then go back to 137?
Yeah, you already read it in. That's why I'm just saying.
All right.
Just go ahead and do that.
Thank you. Dog control services, the annual contract.
Ed Melody for the finance office. This is the annual contract to the Development of Health and Social Services. For the county's contribution of payments toward dog control in the county. So the amount is $1,377,390.56. The previous amount for last fiscal year was $1,035,000. So it was a $20,000 increase for 18. And it's in public safety's budget. Is where we stay at.
Okay, any questions on the annual contract amount for dog control described in Resolution 17-138? Councilman Smiley.
I just want to point the clarification. We're making monthly payments on this.
They are monthly payments.
They are making monthly payments.
That is correct.
Okay.
All right. Any other questions? Going back to the resolution I skipped, Resolution 17-137, authorizing execution of one purchase order contract. For Newcastle County Conservation District for payment of annual appropriations for Department of Special Services in the amount of $75,000. Who would like to? Mr. Schiavi.
Tony Schiavi, Department of Special Services, Environmental Operations. This is a The $75,000 is a mandated grant by the Delaware Code that we sent to the Conservation District. It matches a grant from the state of Delaware in equal amount, and together, the $150,000 goes to the district to use for tax ditches and stormwater projects, but it's a mandated grant.
So this is an annual grant that we give to the Conservation District?
That's correct.
Okay. Any other questions, comments from members of council concerning Resolution 17137?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Councilman Bell.
Just as a comment, Councilman Smiley and I have firsthand experience over this past weekend with what our Conservation District does in partnership with Newcastle County. And as we've mentioned before, we have an excellent working relationship with the Conservation District. And I think when you look at Kevin Donnelly, you look at Andy, Greg, the folks that are there, they partner up, they help us tremendously with some of the issues that we have with drainage problems and different issues and everything. So I just want to make sure it's on the record that we sincerely appreciate the spirit of cooperation, the outstanding working relationship that we have with the Conservation District.
I think every member of council would acknowledge that the Conservation District does important work concerning drainage projects, and that partnership's very key in a lot of communities we serve. I agree with that. Any other questions? All right, moving along. Resolution 17-139, authorizing execution of one purchase order contract for N. Harris Computer Corporation for renewal of the annual software maintenance of cashiering software for the Office of Technology in the amount of $36,750.45. Anybody from technology? Mr. Hernicki. Okay.
Mike Hernicki, Chief Administrative Services. This is the annual maintenance for the cashiering system for Treasury Finance.
Without this, we can't cash checks, right?
It keeps the software current. Yes, correct.
Okay. Any other questions concerning Resolution 17-139? All right, moving along. Resolution 17-140, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for the Department of Land Use to fund Newcastle County's share of the Wilmington Area Planning Council, WMAPCO, for fiscal year 2018 in the amount of $31,500.
Again, this is Newcastle County's exemption share of a local master with MAPCO. It reflects the same amount that was paid in FY 2017 for the organization. It's the Wilmington Area Planning Council.
And that's a federally mandated planning agency that assists in transportation planning and land use planning related to transportation. I can tell you that in the North Claymont area, they created a master plan, and we certainly got our money's worth out of that with that large-scale plan that WMAPCO spearheaded for North Claymont. Any other questions concerning Resolution 17-140? Moving along. Resolution 17-141 is not going to be introduced tonight, and there'll be no discussion on that since it is not going to be introduced. Resolution 17-141, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract. Excuse me. Sorry about that. We're going to Resolution 17-142, authorizing execution of one purchase order contract for the State of Delaware Division of Communication for yearly maintenance contract for volunteer fire service high band paging system for the Department of Public Safety in amount of $61,316.78.
Little trees from Public Safety, this is to support the volunteer fire service and the method to alert the volunteers that they have an incident in the district. This is the 13th year we're renewing the contract, so appreciate your support.
Just a question, so that this paging system probably supplants the old alarms that were sounded out of fire halls?
It's a technology that does the exact same thing. The firefighters either have it through their cell phone or to a pager that alerts them to an emergency in their respective district. Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you. Are there any questions concerning Resolution 17-142? Seeing none, moving along. Resolution 17-147, a resolution approving issuance of certain bonds or notes by the Tellyville Fire Company. Councilman Weiner.
Thank you. The resolution 17-147 is a resolution for the issuance of bonds in the maximum amount of $1.1 million for the Tellyville Fire Company. It is going through Newcastle County as a conduit, but has no financial impact on us, and it will enable the Tellyville Fire Company to purchase a ladder truck. Is there anyone here from the Tellyville Fire Company? I'd just like to state for the record that the notice of public hearing, that's the responsibility of the applicant, has a typographical error, which bond counsel may or may not determine to be patent or immaterial, and it advertises tonight's hearing at 7:30 p.m. rather than 6:30 p.m. I just want to put that on the record that I'm aware of that, and it'll be the onus upon bond counsel for Tellyville Fire Company to determine whether or not we should proceed or not, although I notice they're not here.
But you haven't heard anything to the contrary, that you shouldn't bring this forward for a vote.
I am not going to do anything but proceed forward, but I just wanted to place that on the record.
Thank you, Councilman Weiner. Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Councilman, if I may, is there a total amount that they're actually requesting towards their ladder truck?
Yes, as a maximum of $1.1 million. That covers both the purchase and the servicing of any interest that goes along with the loan.
Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm.
All right, moving along. Under ordinances, so we completed the resolution part of the agenda. Ordinance 17-069, which is the bonding authority of Newcastle County for this year, has been discussed previously and is currently on the table under Councilman Weiner's, Smiley's sponsorship. Moving along, ordinance 17-070, which is pertaining to certain tax-exempt organizations and abatement of taxes. That has also been discussed previously, and it has been tabled. Moving on, ordinance 17-072, amend the FY 2018 approved operating budget, revise recorder of deeds, appropriate $18,000 from the recorder of deeds, from the recorder of deeds technology fee account to the recorder of deeds contractual services budget line item. Councilman Smiley.
Yes, this is for the recorder of deeds office. The purpose of it is to amend the FY18 operating budget and appropriate $18,000 from the internal technology fee, and they'll be utilized to provide patrons access to Superior Court online judgments on computers within the Recorder Deeds Research Library, and actually will be one of the last counties to implement this. It's already in effect in the other two. So basically it adds more information available through the Recorder Deeds.
Are there any questions from members of council concerning the ordinance 17-072? All right. Moving along under other, we have a presentation on the impact of state current state budget on county finances. CFL Maxwell.
Good afternoon, Brian Maxwell, Chief Financial Officer from Newcastle County. I just handed out a handout here to walk through with the committee members what the impacts of the budget deliberations down in Dover, what impact they had with regards to the county's finances and the budget. The first column is the category. So if we run down that real quick, we have reimbursement we get for the state paramedic program. We get a library grant, which is in the budget for the state as library standards. And then there's a grant with regards to the Department of Health and Social Services with regards to the Absalom Jones Center in the county here. And then that last item has to do with the realty transfer tax, which I'm sure you probably all may have been made aware of, that the state did increase the realty transfer tax to 4%. Did not change the share that the county would receive, which will remain at 1.5%, but the state share would go up to 2.5%. We do receive an administrative fee of 1% on the realty transfer tax that we do take in on behalf of the state. So that last item there just shows that we had budgeted that we would receive an administrative fee of about $400,000 in fiscal year 18, as we budgeted for it in our budget. But based on what the state approved as far as the change, which is effective August 1st for any contracts that hadn't been entered into and hadn't settled prior to August 1st, that this 1% would then kick in. So we would see an increase in revenue as far as $256,000. And so I wanted to reflect that in my report to you. Going back up, we'll receive a 20% reduction to the grant for the Absalom Jones Center. So that has a $40,700 impact to the county with regards to what we were anticipating, what we budgeted for. And then on the state library grant, the community services department did anticipate a reduction. So normally we probably would have been budgeting for that fiscal year 17 amount of about $1,878,000. But we anticipated a reduction. So we budgeted for $1,762,000. They actually took a little bit more than what we anticipated. So in reality, it's about $122,000 reduction from our fiscal year 17 appropriation. Although you just see a 5.5, there was some anticipation by the department that the cut was coming. And then last but not least, the state paramedic program, which is really our largest reimbursement program that we received from the state, and that was reduced from a 30% reimbursement rate to a 24% reimbursement rate for fiscal year 18. There's language in the state operating bill that says for, I think it's notwithstanding the title of the state code that says the reimbursement would be a 30%. They struck that and said it would be 24% for fiscal year 18. So that would be a 20% reduction. And you can see that that's a $1,149,947 reduction for fiscal year 18.
Councilman Smiley.
So looking at words, just want to kind of deal in. If they struck the language that said 30% and instituted 24% for FY18, then they have to go back and revisit this next year. Otherwise, it reverts back to 30%.
You could interpret that they would have to change the fiscal year.
That's right.
The way the language.
Because they just did it for the one fiscal year. They notated the one fiscal year.
That is correct.
Okay, so we just have to keep watching again. All right, thank you.
Well, I think we could have fared a lot worse than the reality we were confronted with, so we're happy about that.
But I guess the concern as Chief Financial Officer for the long-term budget solution for the state, I don't think they made a lot of progress in solving a long-term problem. So I think the fears or the possibility that further reductions to aid that we receive is a possibility, in the upcoming fiscal year as well.
Councilman Smiley.
I'm just going to go back, and we've relayed this before, some of the discussions that took place in Dover following some of those informational sessions, let's call them, without them down. I mean, you know, I do want to, the governor held his word. He said he wasn't going to let them strip the RTT. I don't know what their next to last proposal was that they took in that he rejected, but I know the word down there was they were taking all, if not half, they took them and then leave it to us, which basically was just passing the buck. That didn't happen. But the other part of that was, I know on that side that the governor does expect to sit with the county and try to work through some things in advance of the next budget. So hopefully we'll have a meeting of the minds and the next one will be smoother for everybody.
Councilman Weiner.
Thank you. Having served in county government with our current governor when he was in the Greenhouse administration, I appreciate the fact that he understands the services, importance of the services that we deliver on the county level, and I have to believe that that has influenced his view on how this state balances its budget. I too have observed, Brian, that really there were no real structural changes that smooth the way going forward. And it was more than just nips and tucks this year, but it really hasn't gone to the heart of restructuring the state government. And so we county governments and local municipal governments have to continue to be vigilant and work with our state partners, both the legislative and executive branch, to assist them to understand the importance of the services that we deliver to our mutually shared constituents.
Great. Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Brian, we thank you for the report. One of the elements that we need to be aware of that's not on the sheet, because it's in grant and aid, but our volunteer fire, rescue, and emergency medical services was reduced. Their grant and aid from the state was reduced by 20%. So you can imagine that it was $150,000, $200,000 annual appropriation. When you look at that, you know, you can look from anywhere $20,000 up to $40,000, and that's a big hunk out of one of their paid personnel that they have to have today to deliver the service. So when we talk internally about the future of the service and being able to properly staff and deliver the service, it doesn't seem like a lot, but a fire company is, loses, you take 5 points, Holloway Terrace, some of the other ones that you know, may not have the revenue bases as some of the other companies. You take a $15,000-$20,000 or more hit. And unlike other nonprofits and all nonprofits, the majority that I see are very important in supporting community activity, but this is really the lifeblood of our public safety, delivery of public safety in this county. So just want to make that point on the record.
Good point to make. Councilman Sheldon.
How is the administration going to handle the deficit? Just go into amend the budget through the course of the year?
We're obviously the numbers that we have budgeted here for paramedics are indeed budgeted numbers, and there's a true up as to what our actual expenditures are. So we'll continue to work with the department throughout the fiscal year, and if there's tweaks that have to be made, we will be coming back to council at that time.
All right. As I said, we could have fared a lot worse, but I think the volunteer fire service took another really hard knock, to be honest with you. Not a good one. And they operate under contract with us, so it's not good that we got our state government undermining their fiscal viability while they're under contract with us, and we contribute over $4 million to sustain them. So that's that question just continues to be a big problem and a deep concern, the viability of volunteer fire service. But with that, any other questions on the impact of our state budget cuts to Newcastle County fiscal status? All right, we'll move along. Thank you. Discussion on the separation of certain systems and procedures of the county, with county council and the county administration. Councilmember Dillon.
Yes. As you know, I brought this up at the last finance meeting, and the first part of what I think the path forward needs to be, and I discussed this with Ms. Jennings and Ms. Phillips yesterday, is to get a sense in HR, IT, and fiscal what they think they're supposed to be doing and get a list of those things for each one of those areas. And they agreed. That seemed to make sense. And then I think as council, we then need to start with their list and take a look at it and see whether or not this is what we thought they were going to be providing to us, because clearly that was one of the HR issues. If they aren't, then I think we begin to decide where we want to fill in the gaps and how we want to do that. So it just seemed to me that this was a logical place to start with all of this. And I appreciate Ms. Jennings' understanding that, you know, part of what we've experienced as council is the sense that, you know, the sand shift under our feet, and that we would prefer to feel like we're standing on firm ground, and that if we can get at least an understanding of what they think they're supposed to be providing, and then we decide what we want, that begins to move this forward. So I am willing to continue to have the discussions with Ms. Jennings and, you know, the team members that she thinks are important. I mean, this just, you know, I don't know if we want to make a task force, if anybody else wants to be involved. I'm happy to keep that moving. I'm open to suggestions.
Councilman Smiley.
First off, I want to congratulate you. I think it's the best path forward that there is. I think it's a great idea. Find out what we're getting. We got it similar to a menu. What's not there? What voids are there? And can we plug into them? And how do we plug them in? I'm going to urge caution on the task force. I don't think it's needed. Number one. Number two, especially in light of the Attorney General's recent decisions that have come out of that office. I'm not going to get into whether I agree or not, but the further you go, then the more convoluted it gets, the more postings you've got to do. I think you're doing an excellent job, and quite honestly, I think you need this burden to keep you occupied, keep you thinking about me.
Please.
Of course, my concern always goes to the money, mm-hmm. but I think this is a great path. Path forward.
I mean, it was a mutual discussion, and the question of what did people think they were supposed to be providing to us, and what do we expect them to? I mean, if we can identify the gaps, then we can figure out a path forward. But right now, I think, you know, what we thought and what they thought, two different things. Let's figure it out. Let's at least get a list in all of this, and I'm willing to keep the discussions going. I mean, I felt like it was a really good discussion, and that, you know, there were some things that Ms. Phillips thought that they shouldn't be doing in light of, you know, certain issues. I can understand that, but I don't think we're going to get an understanding of this unless we talk to people. So.
Yeah. Worked for me. My wife requested that list at our first anniversary, and we've had 40 years now, so she just keeps adding to it, and I just keep doing what I'm supposed to do. So.
Well, we hope that this will be...
less than 40 years.
Well, no. First of all, we do hope that this will be less than 40 years, Mr. Smiley, but also we hope that we can come with some concrete
yep.
information to council, and then we can move forward with deciding where we want to go with it. So.
I agree.
And I'm willing to keep moving.
Councilman Hollins.
How long do you anticipate this is going to take?
I'm willing to work through the break, you know, with the administration if we can get these lists and bring something back by the end of break. I think that's pretty reasonable.
Yeah, I'm just concerned about a timeline here because we've gone through some of these issues before.
I know.
We never got
I know.
To any place
I believe. I think you're correct.
After another, and the incident that happened that really, in my opinion, started all of this, still has not been resolved. To council, maybe one or two council members may know what the resolution was, but for most of us, we have no idea other than we were left out high and dry. So I'm looking forward to this being resolved sooner rather than later?
I'll commit to bringing back the list to everyone at the first council meeting. At the very least, we'll have that information from the executive branch, and we can decide, you know, where we want to, how we want to move from there.
Thank you.
Councilman Weiner.
Thank you. I want to join other council members in saying, Councilwoman Diller, that I applaud you for taking on this initiative. I also share concerns about the fiscal impact, as I know you mm-hmm. do as well. So it is, in the perfect world, we would like to be able to be a totally distinct, separate, and equal branch of government, but we have to consider the financial impact on the taxpayers
sure.
at the same time. So that becomes the challenge. Thank you.
Any other comment or question on the separation of systems and procedures of county council from the county administration? All right, we look forward to that, those deliverables.
So we'll bring the three lists from HR, IT, and fiscal at the first meeting after the break. So.
All right, thank you. Moving along, we have no Newcastle County grant request that I'm aware of. Not on the agenda, okay. Expense and revenue roundtable. Anybody have any comments for expense and revenue roundtable? I do. I'm glad we didn't get our transfer tax taken away from us. So, other any comments, questions? Yes, Councilman Weiner.
Yes, I would just like to state that concerning Resolution 17-147, which would enable Calaville Fire Company to issue a bond for the purchase of a ladder truck, I've had the opportunity to have clarification from our county attorney and as well as council clerk, and I'm now confident that the notice of public hearing may have been a typographical error on the part of the applicant stating 7:30 p.m. tonight, July 11, but that our county government has properly functioned in putting out the legal notice at 6:30 p.m. So other than an amendment tonight, if warranted to change this notice to 6:30 p.m., I don't feel any action is needed.
All right, thank you for that. Anything else under other? Moving on to public comment, anything from the public? Okay, do I have a motion?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? The Finance Committee meeting of July 11th is adjourned.